we're really excited. I think it grows a little bit every year. We have over 400 wines, so it's just a great day for wine lovers and beer lovers. We have some new breweries participating, Rheingeist and Mother Stewart's, so that's really exciting. And so there's really something for everyone, and not to mention all the food. We actually have 22 restaurants and food vendors this year, so that's really exciting. I think that's the most we've had in a while, so we're excited to welcome some new restaurants and wines for sampling that day. So
the restaurants that participate in this, they're enthusiastic about the participation.
Yeah, they're really excited. It's, you know, a great opportunity for them to get out there and meet, you know, some new clients and meet a new group of people. So they really enjoy it. And it's a fun day for them, too. And they like to come and have a good time. So
planning for this year's event probably started day after last year's event.
Yeah, we start right away thinking about what we can change and what we can do. So we're always planning ahead. All our fundraisers support our collections, support education projects. There's just a lot of important things that we do here at the park, preserving our artifacts and buildings. And we're always trying to bring new things and new opportunities for our guests here. So
your setup this year is a little bit different. I think you've been out behind the brewery maybe the last couple of events. Are we out closer to the Carillon Bells this year?
Yes, we are closer to the Carillon. So that's going to be a really nice view of the river. I think it's going to be a nice spot, and actually I think we may find it may work out better. So we're excited about that and think it's going to work nicely. So it should be a great day.
How many attendees typically show up for this?
Yeah, we usually have between 1,000 and 1,500 attendees, and I think ticket sales have been going really well, and there's still time to buy your tickets at www.fleurdefete.com, and those pre-sale prices are available until May 19th. And we do have tickets for sale here at Carillon Park in the Arrow Wine locations in Oakwood and Centerville, the Carillon Brewing Company Fresh Time in Beaver Creek in Centerville, and as well as Ray's Wine Spirits and Grill. You can buy tickets there as well.
Holly, thanks for your time and good luck with this year's event.
Thank you so much.